So it got late early. We had two raid bites saved. We'll only mention one, and then Metz Hashem, we have a lot of time with coming Dafin to be able to speak out a lot of raid. But just to end with one Ha'ara. So when I was a Bacher in Eretz Yisrael, I had the schus of having a Sheiches to Hagoyin Hagadol, Reb Shmuel Yankiv Bornstein, Zechet Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha. And he had given me many kuntresen that he had written. They weren't published. Some of them still haven't been published, but different kuntresen that he had written on different topics. So one of the kuntresen that he gave me was a kuntres on tfilos l'sholosh regalim. So he wrote a pirish on the tfilos of sholosh regalim, tfilos that we're all very familiar with, not just the words, with the nigun oichet. So he wrote a kuntres on tfilos of sholosh regalim. In that kuntres, on the words, ve'ein anachnu yecholim lalois v'leirois u'lishtachavois lefanecha, he brings something beautiful that he heard from Hagoyin Hagadol Rav Moshe Shapira. So he said that he heard this, he was very close to Rav Moshe Shapira, he heard this from Rav Moshe Shapira, and he obviously liked it so much that he included it in his kuntres, even though the entire kuntres is his chedushim, but this is Rav Shmuel Yankiv being Omer Dover B'Shem Omeroi for Rav Moshe Shapira, something beautiful that really, if you mispoin it for a minute, it could change the way you see Musaf L'Sholosh Regalim. It's just so poshut, but it just brings out something very, very nicely. But with one hakdamas, again, we're learning now the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regal. And just to appreciate how important the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regal is, L'Shoinei Hazov Shel HaRambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Beis HaBchira. So the Rambam has a whole section of Avoida, right? This is the Briska Chelik in the Rambam. Avoida, that's where all the Kachem is. Maisa Karbonis, Bias HaMikdash, Psuli HaMikdashim, Kli HaMikdash. The first section of Halachos in the Avoida section of the Rambam Ziyad Chazaka is Hilchas Beis Abchir. The first Halach in Hilchas Beis Abchir. So this is literally Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 in the Rambam's Avoida, in the Rambam's Hilchas Beis Abchir. So the Rambam says as follows. Mitzvah Saseh, there's a mitzvah Deirai, so Lasso is Bayis Lashem, to build the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash? So the Rambam gives us a two-line answer. He says, number one, it should be Muchon Liyos Makriven by a Karbonis. You need a place to be able to bring karbonis. Karbonis is a big part of Yiddishkeit. Where do you bring karbonis? You can't just bring it anywhere. Once upon a time, there were bummers, but for the most part, you can't just bring it anywhere. So you need a makom. What's the makom? That's the Beis HaMikdash. Additionally, v'chayge g'neilov. There's an inyan to go to the Beis HaMikdash shalosh pamim bashana, 3 times a year. So the Rambam says, what's the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash? It's twofold. Two dinim. There's 2 reasons there's a Beis HaMikdash. Number one, there's a Beis HaMikdash liyos makriven by our karbonis. It should be a place you should be able to bring karbonis. And number two, v'chayig in elav, it's a place that you should be able to be oil regal. So the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is number one, karbonis, all the karbonis, the whole gamut of karbonis. In addition to that, there's another reason why there's a Beis HaMikdash. The other reason that there's a Beis HaMikdash is v'chayig in elav shalosh pamim. Because it says in the Torah, shalosh pamim mashani yirah kol shurcha, and the mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel is so important that doesn't the tachlis guard from the Beis HaMikdash. 2 purposes. Number one, bring karbonis. Liyos makriven by a karbonis. And number two, Aliyah L'Regel, the chaygigin elav, shalosh pamim. So Rav Shmuel Yankiv said that he heard from Ramosha Shapira. He said that that's pshat we say in davening. U'mipnecha ta'inu gotlinu me'artzeinu. V'nisrachaknu me'alad maseinu. Because of our averis, we were sent into Galus, and we're far away from our homeland. And we're not able to go up and to be oil regal in the Beis HaMikdash. Additionally, we're not able to bring the karbonos that we're supposed to bring in the Beis HaMikdash. So Moshe Shapiro said that because of the fact that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, there's 2 things we can't do. Number one, v'ein anachnu yecholim lalois v'leirois l'shtach v'slefanecha. Number two, v'lasois choy v'seinu b'veis b'chirosecha. What are these 2 things? It's the 2 things that the Rambam says right in the beginning of Hilchas Beis HaBchira. Mitzvah says, lasois b'yis l'ashem muchon liois makriven boya karbonois v'choygigin elav sholish pamim bashano. So klapi v'choygigin elav sholish pamim bashano, we say v'ein anachnu yecholim lalois v'leirois l'shtach v'slefanecha. We can't be chayig elav shalosh pamim. That's one of the purposes of the Beis HaMikdash. We can't fulfill that. And klapi, the first thing that the Rambam said, liyos Muchan Lias Makriven by a Karbonos, the last is Chayve Seder, but Veis Bechir Secha, all the Chiyuvim, all the obligations that we have for a Beis HaMikdash, this is not something that we're able to do. But then Rav Moshe Shapiro said something again. How many times have we said Musaf L'Sholish Regalim, right? And the Bali Tefillah have said it probably twice as many times. But the bottom line is, so many times that we've gone through it, and maybe we never made this deal. So what do we continue in Mipnei Chato'eno? So we sing Yirotzen Vilfanach and Nusach Svar, Hashem Elikeinu V'lekav Yiseinu, Melech Rachamim. Shetoshuvu Srachim Aleinu. Right, we come with a whole tefillah. Have rachmanis on us. What's the rachmanis? Rebuild the base of Hamikdash. And then we say again, Avinu Malkeinu, Galei Kvoy Malchuscha Aleinu Mehero. It's a long expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ratzon Avinu Malkeinu Vavienu Letzion. Right, it's a tefillah. What do we want? We want a Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because V'sham Nasal Lefanechas Karbonos Chay V'Seinu Temidim Kitzidrum Asafim Kolchasam. It's like this will be able to bring our Karbonos. V'es Musav, depending on if it's Shabbos or Matzah Shfu Sukkah Shmini Atzeres Yoyim Chag HaMatzah Azeh Tzun Pesach Nasal V'Nak Lefanecha B'Yahav K'mitzvah Ritzaynecha K'moish Kassav Tulein B'Soy Yisachat Dei Moish Avdecha B'Pichu Edecha. So we come with a whole tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us back the Beis HaMikdash. Yiratzeh Milfanecha Avinu Malkeinu Vavienu Letzion Ircha Barina. Why? So we should be able to bring our Karbonos. Then immediately afterwards, we say over the Musaf, Nachat Tfilo, Elekeinu Velekav Yiseinu, Melech Racham on Rachim Aleinu, Toivu Meitev Yidoresh Lanu, Shuve Eleinu Bamein Rachamecho, Bnei Veischa Kivatchilo V'choyne Mikdash Chalm L'choynoi, V'areinu B'vinyonoi, V'hashiv Kianim L'avidosom, V'hashiv Yisrael Linveyim. Again, why are we saying the Tfilo again? We just said a Tfilo. We just finished with a whole Tfilo. So why are we chazering up? Why a Tfilo again? Again, we said the Shemayin Esther so many times. A whole tefillah, Yiratzei Milfanech Hashem Elikeinu. And then Noch Oitcha Hashem, Elikeinu V'lekev Yiseinu, Melech Rachamon, Nochamon Mitenigin. And why is there, we just said a tefillah a second ago for the Beis HaMikdash. We asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu in seven different ways. Yiratzei Novinu, Malkeinu, Gale, everything. We said everything we could possibly say. We expressed every hergish that we understand we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. It's not good. It's not the way it's supposed to be. It's because of our avodas. Kadosh Baruch Hu, please have Rachmanis on us and give us back the Beis HaMikdash. Then all of a sudden, we start Oitchas. So said Reb Shmuel Yankiv, the name of Moshe Shapiro. He said, look closely what we're saying. He said, the first time we asked for the Beis HaMikdash, what's the punchline? V'sham nasa lefanechas karbon oitzchai v'seinu, t'midam kisidam u'musafim kilchazam, v'es musav nasa v'nak lefanecha b'yahava. The second time, it's alikeinu v'lekev v'seinu, after the end of the whole tefillah, it's v'sham nala v'neira v'neshtacha v'lefanecha v'sholish pami regalenu, kakosu b'teira secha sholish pami v'ashana yeira kol schurchas p'nei Hashem alikecha, b'amokim asher yivcha b'chagamatzit chagashuv. It's so clear. The first tefillah is all about we should be able to bring karbanis, the karban musaf, and all the karbanis that we're supposed to bring. The second is all about the mitzvah of Ayla Rega. The Rambam says there's two purposes of the Beis HaMikdash. Mitzvah saseh lasis bayis lashem muchon liyais makriven baya karbanis v'chayge ginei lov sholesh pamim bashonu. There's two purposes. From the fact that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we lost that on both. And that's how we started with Pnei Chato'enu. That the Ein Anachnu Yecholim, number one, Lalis V'lei Rois V'lishtach V'es Lefanecha. And number two, V'lasis Chav Yiseinu B'veis B'chir Asecha. And then we come with a tefillah. But instead of merging the two things, we have a special tefillah for each of these two things that we're davening for. The first tefillah is Yiratzim Lefanecha Hashem Alekeinu V'lekev Yiseinu Melech Rachamon Avinu Malkeinu Galik V'id Malchuscha V'avienu Letzircha. What do we want? V'sham Nasa Lefanecha. We want a bias that's Lashem, that's Muchon Lias Makriven by our Karbanos. And then we say another tefillah. And it's again, Elikeinu V'leikei Aviseinu. Melech Rachem on Rachem Aleinu. With the whole Ganskai, with the whole Hakdom. And what's the purpose of that? It's V'shom Nalev V'neiro V'neshtacha V'lefanecha B'sholish Pamir Galeinu Kakosu B'teirasecha. So that we should have a bias Lashem that's Muchon, so that we can be Choyge Gelov Sholish Pamir Mashana. These are the two reasons that we have a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. These are the two tachlisim of the Beis HaMikdash. These are the two things that we're emphasizing in the tefillah of Musaf on Shalish Regalim. It's two completely separate tefillahs. It feels redundant. Then again, because we're focusing on two different agendas. The first one is it's a tefillah that we should be able to bring the karbanos of Yontif. And the second one is a tefillah that we should be able to mekayim the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. which is the topic of the beginning of Masechtas Chagiga, some real geshmak dafim, some freilich dafim that are coming. Chagiga, kishmai kachi, that's exactly what's on its way. And Metz Hashem, looking forward to more raid related to the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel.